cure, no need, no hate, no will, no speech.
Show you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Tilo Osvaldo Perez, and stick around, we have a very cool show today. Start with this classic.
masses, just like witches at black masses. Evil minds that plot destruction, sorcerer of death's construction. In the fields of bodies burning, as the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah. This world stops turning, ashes where the body's burning. No more war pigs have the power, and as God has struck the hour, day of judgment God is calling. Underneath the war pigs crawling, begging mercies for the sins. Satan laughing spreads his wings. Oh, Lord, yeah.
What's he building in there? What the hell is he building in there? He has subscriptions to those magazines. He never waves when he goes by. He's hiding something from the rest of us. He's all to himself. I think I know why. He took down the tire swing from the pepper tree. He has no children of his own, you see. He has no dog. He has no friends. And his lawn is dying. What about all those packages he sends? What's he building in there? That hook light on the stairs. What's he building in there? I'll tell you one thing, he's not building a playhouse for the children. What's he building in there? And what's that sound from underneath the door? He's pounding nails into a hardwood floor. And I swear to God, I heard someone moaning low. And I keep seeing the blue light of a TV show. He has a router and a table saw. And you won't believe what Mr. Stitches saw. There's poison underneath the sink, of course. There's also enough formaldehyde to choke a horse. What's he building in there? What the hell is he building in there? I heard he has an ex-wife in some place called Mayor's Income, Tennessee. And he used to have a consulting business in Indonesia. What's he building in there? He has no friends, but he gets a lot of mail. I'll bet he spent a little time in jail. I heard he was up on the roof last night signaling with a flashlight. And what's that tune he's always whistling? What's he building in there? What's he building in there? We have a right to know.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live here from University of British Columbia on this sunny day, 10 to 12. And we started the show with a couple of songs. The first one is by The Swans, from their brand new double album. The song was Screenshot, and the album is called To Be Kind. And we'll listen to Black Sabbath, classic War Pigs, dedicated to all the politicians. And we were having a nice conversation yesterday with our friends, the Thompsons, so I'm going to dedicate a song for them next. And also we'll listen to Tom Waits from the album Mule. We'll listen to What's He Building In There, dedicated to my landlord that builds strange things around my house. So let's dedicate this to the Thompsons, Trevor, Mike and Susan, and we'll be right back. We have an interview with a film director because the Vancouver International Film Festival is happening right now, so we'll be interviewing Daniel Rodriguez Risco, the director of The Womb, showing at the Vancouver International Film Festival. Really cool film.
Represent me on me. Softness. I got a stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca. Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
So we're back here, 101.9 FM. This is the morning after show. We have studios full of people. We'll get to our guests today. But also we have on the phone one of the best films in the Vancouver International Film Festival. We have on the phone Mr. All the way from Peru, Mr. Daniel Rodriguez Risco. How are you, Daniel?
Hello, Osvaldo. Very nice to be here in your station. Thank you.
Yeah, your film, The Womb, El Vientre, mm-hmm. Scared a little bit out of me when I saw it, to tell you the truth. Yeah. It's a really cool psychothriller, but I don't know if you want to talk a little bit about how did you get the idea to make this kind of film?
Yes, sure, of course. The Womb, it's a psychological thriller. It's about the dark side of maternal desire. No, to put it another way, it's about what happens when, what could happen when the desire to become a mother becomes obsessive. No,
obsession.
A few years ago, I met a woman. Who wanted to be a mother but couldn't, and after a while she started to develop some certain pathologies. No,
mm-hmm.
That moved me to start doing some research on the issue, and the story of Silvia and Mercedes came up from that. No,
mm-hmm. The screenings. You had a screening yesterday, no?
Yeah, I had a screening yesterday at the Cineplex Odeon. International Village, we had the first screening. It was great, full house. I think people enjoyed very much the film. There was also a Q&A session. Mm-hmm. We stayed a lot until they almost threw us out of the theater because they had to put another film.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But it was really good. It's the first time the film was shown, was screened outside Peru.
Oh yeah,
yeah. It's an international audience, so I was very curious, you know, and excited about what would be the reaction. But I was happy that the reaction was really good. You know?
Cool, yeah. So it was the international premiere of The Womb, and it's gonna be showing tomorrow, no? Tomorrow, October 1st at 5:45 p.m. at International Village, then in Tinseltown. And October 3rd at 3 p.m. at Pacific Cinematheque.
That's right. Yes.
So tomorrow you're going to be doing Q&A, no?
Yeah, tomorrow I'm doing Q&A also, like yesterday, and so it's going to be fun,
mm-hmm.
And I hope a lot of people will see the movie. Yeah,
yeah, it's very, very interesting, the film. It has that suspense building through the film until... Well, I'm not going to say how it ends, but it's
no spoiler.
Yeah. Was it expensive to do the production?
I'm sorry?
Was it expensive or?
No. Actually, well, films cannot be expensive in Peru because the market is very small.
Uh-huh.
The production cost $120,000.
Mm-hmm.
Which I guess by Canadian standards is very little, but it would be a moderate budgeted film in Peru, no?
Uh huh.
Yes, it was. We screened it in Peru. We had in St. Valentine's Day. The mm-hmm. distributor was Warner.
Yeah.
And they decided that it was a good idea to show the film on St. Valentine's because, it's also a date movie. Guys could go with the girl, you know, they want...
Yeah, because the girls get scared and they hold on to the guys.
They can. Yes. It worked very well, actually. It was the third most top-gross film in the last 5 years in Peru.
Uh-huh.
So it went to 100 screens in all the country.
Okay.
So we were really happy. You know, it also had very good reviews. So it was a good experience, not only making the film but also showing it to the people. No.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And tell me a little bit about the actresses in the film.
Yes, of course. We have we have two actresses that are. We only have three actors actually in the film.
Uh-huh.
There are some people that come, but they're only for a few minutes in the film. But essentially, it's a play of cat and mouse between two women. No,
mm-hmm.
You have the Silvia, who is the actress is Vanessa Saba. She's one of the best and most beautiful actresses in Latin America.
Mm-hmm.
You can imagine someone like Catherine Deneuve when she was about 30-35. That's the way you can picture Vanessa.
Mm-hmm.
She's really talented. The other actress is Mayela Yoquia.
Mm-hmm.
That's an Inca name. She's a young woman. She plays a 17-year-old orphan who mm-hmm. is the one that gets caught in the web of Silvia.
Uh-huh.
She was actually a great discovery. She had done some work before, but she was not known in Peru. After this film, Mayela has become a star. She is now doing films, theater, TV shows. Everybody wants her. So I'm really proud and happy that this film was like the start of her career as an actress. No.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Yeah, very interesting film. I recommend to everybody to watch it tomorrow, 5:45 at International Village on October 3rd. That's a Friday, no?
That's right, yes.
Cinematheque at 3 p.m. Daniel is going to be there tomorrow, so you can ask him questions and get to know him. And do you have any future plans? What are you working on now? Or?
Well, yes, I'm doing a new film in January. It's called it doesn't have a name yet, but it's about ghosts. It's a horror film. It's the first time I'm doing a horror film, so I'm really also excited about that. And then in May I'm doing a drama. Actually, it's based on a book by David Fishman. It's called The Secret of the Seven Seeds.
Mm-hmm.
It was a very big bestseller in Latin America. And the screenplay has been written by Fernando Castells, who works with Campanella, this director that won the Oscar, the foreign Oscar for the best foreign film.
Uh-huh.
So we have a great book, a great screenplay, and I hope a great film. No, those are my two projects for next year. And after that, I hope we can make The Womb 2, the sequel to the film.
Cool.
Some people are asking for it, so we are with my brother, who is my partner in the screenplay.
Uh-huh.
We are writing the screenplay for that too.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, well, thank you for calling us here at CITR, Daniel, and wish you the best for these screenings. People should go and check out the film. It's very entertaining.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Daniel.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
So that's Daniel Rodriguez Risco from Peru. He has a very interesting film at the Vancouver International Film Festival. And we were listening there to Annika in the back. Pretty cool German girl. We were listening there to her song called No One's There. And before that, a band from Vancouver, The Cosmetics, with the song Soft Skin. That's what we were listening there in the back. Okay, and the Sonics are coming to Vancouver this Thursday at the Rickshaw Theater. Legendary band, The Sonics, playing with the Evaporators and the Fleenettes. So that's the Sonics. Legendary band from the 60s, the Sonics, are coming to Vancouver this Thursday. They're going to be playing at the Rickshaw Theater with another band called the Evaporators, Nardwar's band, the Human Serviette, and another band called the Flynnettes. And here in the studio also we have a little party here. Josh from the Devil in the Woodshack is in the house.
Hello!
So he's going to do us a song here. We have Tio and Marina also here in the house, and Jordan Van Music Gray also is here.
Kind of works with that middle name.
So yeah, we're having a little party here at CITR 101.9 FM. So let's listen to some Evaporators, no?
Yeah.
These guys are playing also this Thursday at the Rickshaw Theater.
I don't need my friends to tell me who my friends are. I don't need my friends to tell me who my friends are. Workshop shop, I get shot in the 24th deck of tomorrow night. Nothing new to me, it's the way it's gonna be. Straight from the heart, right to me apart. I don't need my friends to tell me who my friends are. Friends to tell me who my friends are. In times like these, it's hard to please. Long lost love gets the shot. Give me space, don't disgrace. Do a favor, respect thy neighbor. I don't need my friends to tell me who my friends are. I don't need my friends to tell me who my friends are.
Oh my God, I'm having a problem here. I'm hearing something. Dave is telling me something about my friends, but I don't know who is my friends. I'm a spineless jellyfish, but I mean, is it all about me though? I gotta go for some advice. Should I ask John Collins, bassist of the Evaporators? Should I ask Scott Livingstone, drummer of the Evaporators? I'm not sure. Me, Nardwar, I'm a spineless jellyfish. I'm a Canadian. We've never been able to decide anything. But wait a second. I have a bandmate that I haven't talked to. And there he is. You tell him, Dave.
I don't need my friends to tell me who my friends are. I don't need my friends to tell me who my friends are. Friends to tell me who my friends are. I don't need my friends to tell me who my friends are. I don't need my friends.
I don't need my friends to tell me who my friends are. I don't need my friends to tell me who my friends are. I don't need my friends to tell me who my friends are. I don't need my friends to tell me who my friends are. I don't need my friends to tell me who my friends are. I don't need my friends to tell me who my friends are. I don't need
So there you go, the Evaporators, couple of songs from them playing at the Rickshaw opening for the Sonics this Thursday. So that was Addicted to Cheese. I'm definitely going to that concert. Let's play one song that my friend Tio here wants to listen to. This is from Argentina and it's called He Was Thrown from the Bar.
I got a disease. I'm addicted to cheese.
Se despertó después.
We're back here on 101.9 FM, and we had a call telling us that the Evaporators are not going to be opening for the Sonics. I think Nardwar had some back problems there. He's not going to be able to perform. But instead of them, the Manipulators are going to be performing. So let's listen to something from them, no? To put you in the mood for Thursday concert. It's a live version of Simeon Again. So there you go, the Manipulators. They're gonna be opening for Sonics, the Sonics, this Thursday. Let's give away a couple of tickets, no? So give us a call here, 604-822-2487, to win tickets to go check out the Sonics And in the meantime, we're going to put a band that I really like. It's called The Ruffled Feathers. We'll be right back.
See into
So we're back here, 101.9 FM. Congratulations to Luis and Rachel that won the tickets to go check out the Sonics. And also I want to say hi to Casey. Casey, I was looking for your band. I couldn't find it. She's a really cool singer, rocker from the band What's Hot. And also say hi to Max that also called and missed the tickets. We'll get you beer later, Max. So everybody that called to the station, thank you for your calls and listening. And we have here Josh from Devil in the Woodshack.
Hello, hello.
How are you, man?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Always a pleasure to have you here in the studio.
Heck yeah.
Any plans? Where are the next Devils in the Woodshack gigs?
We're October 5th, I believe it is. We're playing with Greg Rikus, I think that's how you pronounce it. He's from Winnipeg. He's on a little tour right now. That'll be a good show. That's at 333, October 5th. Other than that, we've been in the studio recording a lot. We have new albums coming out. Lots of good stuff happening.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Well, let's listen to a song. Now you have your guitar.
I got my guitar. Why not?
What are you going to play?
I was going to play the song. It's called Jack Bone. It's a little story I'm working on.
Okay.
It's going to be like maybe 3 or 4 songs long, but this is what I got so far, and it's been on my mind today, so I'm going to play it. Jack Bone, Jack Bone, sea will surely be your home. Jack Bone, ooh, Jack Bone, the sea will surely be your home. He went down to the bar to get a lick of the solution, found his money in a jar, his hands in confusion, got lost in the lick of the tongue and the street light. He ended up dancing away from a street fight, fell into the arms of the one that caused she, told him tales and lies and bloody murder stories, all of them true, said the woman in blue, same blue as the blue in the ocean, calling for you. Calling for you, calling for you, yeah. Calling for you, calling for you. He found his crew in the belly of a washed up whale, made the way to the harbor and stole some sails. This was it, this was how it had to be. Jack and the woman in blue, and all her stories, got his head in a twist about a woman on the yacht with 100 dead kings and a killer's smile. They say the goat's still sitting where the dead man rode. He said, I'm gonna get mine before I'm too damn old. Jack Bone, Jack Bone, sea will surely be your home. Oh, Jack Bone, oh, Jack Bone, sea will surely be your home.
Yeah, so that's Jack Bone.
Yeah, that was for you, Jordan.
Cool. Okay, let's listen to one Devil in the Woodshack song, no?
Yeah, go nuts.
And we'll be right back here on 101.9 FM.
We'll be right back. loosely with, I believe in. And I hope I'll be forgiven for the life that I ain't living. And I know when I stay still, my feet start moving. Oh, oh, it gives me to feel the life in my veins. Keep me running when my feet stand still. Ooh, keep my heart pumping when my feet stand still. Ooh, keep my head strumming when my feet stand still. Ooh, keep me hunting when my feet stand still. I'll always run back to you. Yeah, you keep me running when my feet stand still. Yeah, you keep me running when my feet stand still. Yeah, you keep me running when my feet.
Not that funny.
So that's Devil in the Wood Shack, the song You Keep Me Running. Well, let's listen to this song, no? Somebody started. Listen to this one.
Can't tease him like that. Don't tease him like that.
This is called Two Horse.
canister. I used to drink your wine until I saw you at the liquor store. Baby, baby, oh baby, baby, you're too tight and whore. Baby, baby, oh baby, baby.
So that's Devil in the Woodshack, Two Horse. And we're going to say goodbye now. It's reaching the end of the show. My name is Tilo Osvaldo Perez, and the student hour is next. You ready for the show?
Stoked.
Yep. So we're going to say goodbye with my friends Mama Pulpa. They have a brand new song, so we're going to debut it here. And I'll see you next week.
Dicen que el futuro está peor de lo que fue el pasado. Dicen que no debes de guardar las armas con candado. Dicen que la vida se escapa cuando ves la luz. Que los huevos más grandotes son los de avestruz. Que una herida está muy mal cuando le sale el bus. Y que el tráfico mejora con el metro. Maceta nunca va a pasar del corredor. Dicen que te tienes que ganar las cosas con sudor. Y el que tiene la razón es el consumidor. Que si no tienes dinero no tienes valor. Y el que no transa no avanza ni le va mejor. Yo no les creo, yo no les creo. No, no, no les creo, yo no les creo. No, no, no. Yeah.